Sokala Duma Radio.
Well, there you are, ladies and gentlemen. Hello there. My name is Nkululeko Nkewu, and this is the weekend special, taking a look at the upcoming weekend's fixtures. There's Real Madrid versus Liverpool in the Champions League final. Jurgen Klopp versus Zinedine Zidane, Mohamed Salah versus Ronaldo. Whichever way you look at it, it's going to be an enticing encounter. We've asked Sokala Duma's journalist Kurt Buckerfield to take us through that game. You'll hear from him. And as well, there's the PSL promotion relegation playoffs. Blake Leopards are playing against Platinum Stars, travelling away. Blake Leopards in the front row seat there with 4 points, whilst Jomo Cosmos has 2 points and Platinum Stars has 1 point. Going into this weekend's fixture, will emerge victorious in the playoff? That is the question that we'll ask you on voice note and on Facebook. We'll play that across the show, or throughout the show rather. And of course, the usual suspects, what's on in the paper. We'll take a glance at what was covered on this week's edition of the Sokala Duma newspaper, and as well what happened throughout the week in the world of football. I hope you enjoy the show. And now on to the shootout. 5 football stories from the week gone by. At number 1, Thobani Mncwango is likely to part ways with Witwatersrand. Mncwango joined Wits from Polokwane City in January. The striker has struggled for game time under coach Gavin Hunt at Wits since his arrival at the club. Whether the 30-year-old will be loaned out or released from the club remains unclear at this stage, although an indication from sources is that he is said to be on his way out of the team. At number 2 with Cape Town City now, Cape Town City have extended their stay of one of their midfielders, keeping the player at the club beyond the current campaign. It has since been confirmed to Sokala Duma that City exercised their added 1-year option on Diego Modise's deal, keeping him at the club at least until the end of next season. Sources have also revealed that the club is looking at exercising the added year option on defender Tsepo Gumede's deal, with the centre-back's deal set to come to an end on the 30th of June this year. At number 3, the South African Football Association National Executive Committee Electoral Congress will go ahead as planned amidst new sexual allegations levelled against SAFA boss Dr. Danny Jordan. Earlier this week, several media publications reported an unnamed 40-year-old woman filed a sexual complaint against Jordan, claiming that the current SAFA president sexually assaulted her on more than 3 occasions. SAFA's Electoral Congress is expected to take place this coming Saturday on the 26th of May 2018. At number 4, former Kaizer Chiefs striker Knowledge Musona continues to go from strength to strength in Europe and has now signed a long-term deal with a Europa League team. Whilst there were a host of teams believed to be interested in lending the Zimbabwean signature, it has now been confirmed that Anderlecht are the side that has won the race, snapping him up ahead of their next venture into next season's UEFA Europa League's tournament. And lastly, the coach of Zambia's senior national team has resigned amidst talk of his switch to the PSL for the next season. Wetsi Nyirenda is expected to be unveiled as the new head coach for Baroka FC. Sources have confirmed that the former Kaizer Chiefs striker has signed a 2-year deal with Bagaga as from July this year. And that is the shootout. Those were the 5 stories doing rounds in the football world for the week gone by.
Hi everyone, my name is Daniel from Tlaxop. I think now it's a bit difficult to predict which team will be promoted to PSL, even though Black Leopards have upper hand now. But I'm personally hoping for Jomo Cosmos to be promoted to PSL and come back to Potchefstroom, because we missed soccer here a lot. Platinum Stars can go to NFD. We don't need it anymore.
Let's now take a quick look at this week's edition of Sokala Duma, the newspaper. Maritzburg United and Black Stars goalkeeper Richard Ofori reflects on the night in Cape Town where his team lost the Nedbank Cup final. That interview is conducted by our very own Beaver Nazo. Former Super Eagle JJ Okocha borrows the editor's column to introspect on the season that was in the Bundesliga, find out who he tips for the player of the season. And our very own editor Vuyani Jones sits down with Pirates veteran Happy Jele, who opens up about the past season and what the future holds for the Buccaneers in the next campaign. Remember, they're also playing in the CAF Champions League next season. And Bidvest Wits and Bafana Bafana left back has attracted interest from several big clubs here at home and, of course, from abroad. Find out who that player is on the CS special and how serious those interests are from home and abroad. And finally, our own international editor David Capel had the opportunity to interview a former Champions League winning goalkeeper with Real Madrid as they focused on the upcoming final between Real Madrid and Liverpool. There are posters with star players, a nice poster with the Nedbank Cup winning team as well, plus more value for your money on the latest edition of the Sokola Duma newspaper.
PSL Black Leopards isethubeni lokuya kwa PSL, but ke chance yayo ke izayisebenza ngokwayo because anything is possible. Ingatyiwa ingayi kodwa ke seyibona indlela ilantuza ijomo ke yona ujomo hayi makakayeke ngokukhusha kabuyomva akame kanika abantu abakwazi ucinga abafresh noko seyimdala ujomo. No, Rogers Disaka abuye umva akanikele abanye abantu noba yitimu neshezi phaka akanikele abanye abantu ingakhoshwa nguye ngoku. Izawuphinda ibuye iplatinum ngoku ithemba layo liphelile ngokuba izawuphinda ibuye kwa-PSL. Noba iyabala kwa-PSL bayike yanyusa ikazi phakamvela because naphakamvela awufike uphinde ubuye kuyadlalwa kodwa banezinye iitimu ezifuna upromothwa.
Right, we're now joined in the studio by Kurt Bakkerveld. He's a journalist, international journalist for Sokola Duma's website. Kurt, thank you very much for joining us. How's it going?
It's going good. Thanks for having me.
All right. The final. Looking forward to it?
I'm looking forward to it. I expect to see goals. I expect a very, very entertaining match. It's two of the most exciting teams to watch definitely in Europe this season.
Exciting. They are exciting and somewhat flawed according to one person that I've spoken to, the football legend in South Africa. Speak to us about these two teams' defense and the potential for these flawed defenses to give us a 4-4 or a 4-3 or 3-2 scoreline.
Yeah, well, that's exactly the reason I say that I expect goals is because of their defenses. You know, we've seen with Liverpool, they concede goals, and with Dejan Lovren at the back, looking shaky more often than not. You know, he's very error prone. So obviously with Ronaldo and Gareth Bale and Isco, these guys can take full advantage of that.
Sure.
And they'll punish them even more so than other teams have. And then with Real Madrid, it's more or less the same. I mean, as attacking and as good as Marcelo is as a footballer, defensively, he's been found out many times. And, you know, with Real Madrid, with Ramos and Varane, defensively they haven't been as great as they have, or as people would expect. They've leaked goals in La Liga. You know, we saw that with them finishing third. So
sure.
You can expect goals in a game like that.
Yeah, do you foresee a red card? Sergio Ramos, he has a red card pending in the knockout.
Definitely wouldn't write it off. I definitely wouldn't write it off.
He's almost like a red card waiting to happen.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
He is one of the greatest defenders that Real Madrid has ever had. He's their captain, of course. Now looking at the dimensions of these teams, inevitably we'll talk about the front three of both teams. Which do you see is the strongest? Ronaldo, Benzema and Bale or Isco, depending on the variation, then Firmino, Mane and Mohamed Salah, of course. Let's look at the strengths of those frontliners.
Well, you have to say Liverpool because, you know, as a trio, I think individually Real Madrid probably still take it. But as a trio, how those guys have worked all season in the Champions League and in the Premier League, you'd have to say they are the strongest. But then again, I mean, Real Madrid, with the quality of Ronaldo, Gareth Bale, Karim Benzema, and like you said, perhaps Isco, even Marcus Asensio.
Yeah.
They can be devastating on their day. So,
but
you know,
then you have to pick a side, obviously, as our expert. You suppose that Liverpool is the best in terms of the final?
I'm saying Liverpool.
Alright. And then looking at the possibility of it being three titles back to back for Real Madrid, since you're tipping Liverpool in terms of the front three, but overall the game, do you see Liverpool winning it or do you see Real Madrid taking it three times back to back the UEFA Champions League?
Well, we've seen with Liverpool over the last 2 years, and especially actually just since Klopp's come in, on their day they can take on anybody. Mm. We saw them score a lot of goals in the group stages. And they beat some big teams throughout the knockout rounds to get to the Champions League final. Of course, their massive fixtures against Manchester City.
Yeah.
Which I don't think many people expected. We saw Liverpool beat them in the league, but not many people expected them to blow Manchester City away like that with such ease. Mm. So look, Liverpool, I do think that they can beat Real Madrid, but then again, Real Madrid's experience.
Particularly in the knockout phases of
absolutely.
The Champions League.
With Ronaldo.
In recent times.
You know, those guys, Toni Kroos, Luka Modric, I mean, they just know how to play in knockout rounds. And that's where I feel like Real Madrid might come out on top.
All right, Kurt, before I let you go, two elements to this conversation that will probably be as an end result of results swaying one way or the other. Zinedine Zidane, if he loses the final, he would have gone, correct me if I'm wrong, the season without winning anything at Real Madrid. And what would the implications be if he loses this final for his future?
Well, look, they did win the Spanish Super Cup at the start of the season against Barcelona and the FIFA Club World Cup, but those aren't considered major trophies, obviously. So, look, I think a loss in the final will make a average season a very bad one if they do lose against Liverpool. I don't think they should just go and replace Zidane. I mean, he's clearly shown he's got pedigree. He's got the pedigree to coach and to manage that team. And I think the fans obviously love him. I think the players just have a respect for his, you know, he's a quiet leader, but he's an authoritative figure. You respect him without him even opening his mouth. So I don't feel like they should go and replace Zidane. I think that would be a knee-jerk decision, reaction. Mm. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Definitely.
All right, Kurt, thank you very much for your time, man.
Thanks.
Well, thank you very much for listening, and I'm very, very thankful for your participation as well via the voice notes and on Facebook. We thank you very much, and we hope that you will enjoy the coming weekend's fixtures. From me, Nkululeko Nkeu, this has been the show. Goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.